More than 176,000 migrants are being housed in reception centres spread across Italy. Prior to his loss in Sunday's referendum, outgoing Prime Minister Matteo Renzi threatened to veto the EU budget in a bid to force Europe to share Italy's burden.
Diventa leader in Europa perché la situazione internazionale è un tale caos.
The international scene is in chaos.
L'Europa in difficoltà.
And Europe is struggling. The countries that were most recently brought into the European project are those that dream of building walls.
The appeal was too little, too late, says Eurasia Group analyst Riccardo Fabiani.
Many people think it was too weak towards particularly Europe and Northern Europe. There's a perception in Italy that the government should have been harsher with Germany and with migrants as well.
Every day, hundreds, sometimes thousands more migrants arrive on Italy's southern shores. By far, most come from Libya, where the political chaos allows people smugglers to profit from the endless human cargo. Europe supports the internationally recognized Libyan National Unity government, but that support has failed to stem the flow of migrants.
Supporting the National Unity government, which is weak, divided, and has been very ineffective so far, is at odds with the idea of having a deal with a strong authority, a strong government in Libya, which is able to stem the flow of migrants towards Europe.
The onset of winter is not deterring migrants. Ferry shippers from the aid group Doctors Without Borders spoke to VOA via Skype from the rescue vessel Aquarius, which it operates alongside the charity SOS Mediterranean.
The seas are higher, it's more rain, it's cold, and I'm a bit amazed because the people keep on coming. We are doing a job that we should not be doing. I mean, the solution should come from a different party. And we are there because there obviously is not enough being done.
Doctors Without Borders says at least 4,960 people have died this year on the crossing. Italy and Europe have yet to find a solution.